Eagles fans, and welcome back to Eagles Nightly here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. And it's time, as you can tell, for our weekly fantasy spin segment. And of course, I got my man Bo Wolf right here from PhiladelphiaEagles.com. And we bring in Joe Dolan from FantasyGuru.com. And Joe, I'll give you the first question here this week. LeSean McCoy, still very productive from a fantasy standpoint, but he's only got one touchdown so far this season. Should owners who probably picked him with a top five selection overall panic just a little bit about McCoy's production?
Chris, actually, I think it's the exact opposite. I would go out and look if see if other owners are shopping LeSean McCoy if you don't own him, because I think ultimately he is going to be the player who makes this Eagle offense go. There's absolutely no doubt in my mind. LeSean McCoy is still a top three fantasy back, and I think last week the Eagles got a little bit away from their game plan. I would expect them to use LeSean McCoy a heck of a lot moving forward, and I think this past week is going to be the impetus for that.
And Joe, he's got a big matchup this week against the Giants team he loves to play against. He's done very well against them in the past, over 100 yards, three of the last four times he's played against the Giants. I think obviously you want Shady. And listen, I think in the offseason, remember Andy Reid talked about limiting his carries a little bit. I think maybe that's what you've seen through the first 3 weeks. As the season goes on, he's still going to be their bell cow.
Good point there, Bo. In fact, let's look now at the fellow 2009 draft pick in Jerry Macklin. He sat out last week's game against Arizona, but is still averaging 12 fantasy points per game this season. Now, he still has a hip pointer injury, still a question mark for this Sunday. Do you start him? Well, we'll start with you.
As long as you know that he's starting, he's playing coming to this game, I think you absolutely start Jeremy Macklin with confidence. The injury was more of a pain tolerance thing than something that's going to hamper him moving forward. And I think what we saw last week is Jeremy Macklin, especially in the red zone, is the guy that this Eagles team lacks. When he's not there, he'll be a target this week.
You know, it's actually kind of unfortunate for the Eagles that Jeremy Macklin couldn't play against the Cardinals. I think he was a big missing piece for them. But it's good for Macklin moving forward, as Bo mentioned, the pain tolerance. I think sitting out a week is really going to help him. He is a top two fantasy receiver on your team. He is a guy that you expect to be putting up those consistent numbers each and every week. The Eagles absolutely need him. And remember, that Giants secondary is still weak. I would start him with confidence because he seems to make a play every time he's out there.
Let's turn our attention to those New York football Giants. Obviously a primetime matchup this Sunday night when the Eagles will retire Brian Dawkins' jersey. Now let's look at the running game of the Giants for a second. Andre Brown came off the waiver wire at a breakout performance last Thursday night against the Carolina Panthers. Ahmad Bradshaw appears that he'll be back in the lineup this week, or at least he'll be on the field. So moving down the road, which guy do you want on your fantasy team? Joe, get this one.
Well, I'm still going to say Ahmad Bradshaw. He's still the starter. He has done nothing really to lose his job, but you might remember before the season, I advocated not even drafting this guy because of his injury history. So Andre Brown, clearly a viable option. I would think at some point the first-round pick rookie David Wilson is going to get out of the doghouse. But one of the things about Andre Brown, you have to remember, the Carolina Panthers absolutely could not tackle last Thursday night for some reason, and I would assume that other teams in the NFL, including the Eagles, are going to tackle just better. D'Amico Ryans, Michael Kendricks have played extremely well this year, so I would temper the excitement a little bit for Andre Brown. Ahmad Bradshaw is still the guy I want, but I might be looking to shop these guys because this backfield, I think, is going to be a headache moving forward.
Yeah, I disagree just a little bit. I just don't want Ahmad Bradshaw, and it's basically what you've said. I think he's a little bit over the hill. He's not that explosive player anymore. And I think of the two, I'd rather have Andre Brown. And earlier, you know, a couple weeks ago here on Fantasy Spin, I said maybe go out and get David Wilson because Ahmad Bradshaw is not going to be the guy this year. Wilson's still in the doghouse. I think Brown will be an option moving forward, week by week play, I think.
All right, last time the Giants were on the field, they beat the Carolina Panthers and they embarrassed Cam Newton, a player that most fantasy owners probably spent a first or second round pick on. He's experiencing a little bit of a sophomore slump here in 2012, so what should fantasy owners do with him? Bo, you get this one.
I think you want to go out and get Cam Newton if you can. If you have him on your team and you try to sell him, you're probably not going to get the commensurate value that you would expect from a guy who's a first-round draft pick, really. If you can get him for on the cheap, absolutely go get him. The only problem is if you have, you know, Cam Newton and Robert Griffin. Maybe then you shop Cam Newton because Robert Griffin has proved that he can be a week-by-week starter. But Cam Newton, I still have plenty of faith that he's going to be one of the best fantasy quarterbacks this year.
You know, Bo, I agree with you, and I've actually taken a lot of questions this week about how I feel about Cam Newton having a mind coach, rumors that he hired a mind coach. I have absolutely no idea how to quantify that. I would think it means, you know, he's trying to fix whatever is ailing him if he thinks something's ailing him, but I'm not freaking out about Cam Newton just yet. Now, I think if you can get fair value for him, if you have a backup quarterback you feel pretty good about, maybe you drafted Peyton Manning if you're if the rest of the teams in your league were feeling a little shaky about Peyton Manning's health, maybe you go out, trade Cam Newton, improve your team elsewhere. But I wouldn't be actively looking to bail on him. That is not something I'm in the business of doing.
Now, very important to winning in fantasy football leagues is working the waiver wire. And our last question for this week is going to be, who is the best waiver wire pickup? Joe, you get to kick it off.
I'm going to go with Bilal Powell, the running back from the New York Jets. Sean Green is a guy I was absolutely avoiding in all my preseason drafts. He is a volume back who isn't even really good when he gets volume, and the Jets desperately need explosion from the backfield. Bilal Powell has been better than Sean Green this year in the limited touches he's getting. His snaps are increasing each and every week, and I think they're ready to kind of pull the plug on the Sean Green experiment.
I'll look at a quarterback, and that would be Christian Ponder in Minnesota. He's played extremely well through 3 weeks. I think he's a good starter for you if you need a bye week fill-in or if your starting quarterback is injured. He is unexpectedly really, really athletic, and he's getting you a lot of rushing yards as well. And he's developed a nice rapport. He's got good targets in Percy Harvin and Kyle Rudolph. He gets Jerome Simpson back now. I think Christian Ponder is a good QB2 moving forward.
Most importantly, he doesn't commit a lot of turnovers. Guys, great stuff. That's going to be our Fantasy Spin segment for this week. What we're going to do now is take a quick commercial break, and we'll have more on the other side right here on Eagles Nightly.